You know what we will get into here in a little bit is, did you hear the Donovan segment about how his only nemesis at the ticket in all of his years was Rich Phillips?
No.
And not like recent. This goes back, way back in the day. But Rich went out of his way to make Donovan feel uncomfortable.
I saw this on Twitter last Friday.
About you and Donovan?
Okay, well,
yeah.
Here's your opportunity to respond.
I don't even remember this happening.
Just felt like nothing. Just hurting someone felt like nothing to you.
I mean, the thing is, he was talking about, you know, I told him he needed to move so I could use a microphone.
Uh-huh.
You know, there were three microphones in the studio, so,
right. You
know, one was the host of the show, and one was the co-host of the show. And I was supposed to be on there a couple times doing sports each day.
My sources say there were multiple available microphones. And you would make him get out of his chair that he's sitting in all morning just because you're used to using the one microphone that he was sitting in front of.
Rich, you did a lot of
things. He took a lot more personally than it was certainly meant because I don't even remember it.
So. Yeah, you wouldn't remember
it. But it obviously didn't hurt him too bad because we did do shows together for a long time.
Well, you were forced to eventually and had to mend your relationship.
No, I wasn't forced to anything.
Rich.
Matter of fact, when Kay Scott made the horrible decision to leave the ticket, I suggested that maybe Donovan and I could do a show together.
To make amends. No. To right what you've done, what you're the wrong.
Wait a minute. What happened to Quack and Black? Isn't that
is his thing.
I know. What did you do to him?
And how did that end?
Is that where you wronged
him? Why did that end? Donovan told me that real story,
you don't even know what's
too.
Going on, do you?
Yes, I do.
Apparently you don't.
You know what's going on.
No, I do know. You've done a lot of bad things in the past.
You have done some bad things.
I have.
And
yes.
Championship weekend is the time to maybe just say them out loud.
No.
What's the top five worst things you've ever done in your life?
It's normal.
I'm not running through that list.
It's normal.
Some of those records are permanently sealed, you know.